Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, New Follows Old, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the groom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old coat. If they do, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage from Mark seems, as we read it, to be a collection of two very different parables, but there is a definite linking in old things and ideas and new things and ideas. In a Jewish town or village, everyone came to a wedding. There were no invitations or lists of certain people. They keep it small idea we experience today. Friends and even enemies came to celebrate, not always to associate with everyone else. It was a celebration that could go on for several days or a week, and no one would think of fasting at that time. John the Baptist was already in prison, but still had followers who imitated his fasting. But now Jesus was saying, "I am the bridegroom, so no fasting now. But I will not be here much longer, and then you will mourn and fast. You have plenty of wine now, but I, the bridegroom, will be put to death, and your old wineskins will not hold the new wine of death and resurrection, of the coming of the Holy Spirit. When that happens, there will be a new vintage, and it will not thrive in the old wineskins." However, that is a big however. Once the followers of Jesus became an institutional church, the idea of patching fancy old coats and using old wineskins created some serious problems. Simple but new garments and using new wineskins became necessary. Pope John the 23rd and Pope Francis got what Jesus was saying. It is not easy, but change is inevitable and absolutely a need for a grace-filled life. Come, Holy Spirit.